Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Another Cover Your Assets KC podcast is here. I'm Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens. He's the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you in Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find us online at coveryourassetskc.com. Great information there. Listen to other podcasts. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, all those different kinds of things, David. We're all over the place. Anywhere podcasts are found, you can subscribe there. Or make sure you're signed up to get the weekly e-newsletter from David Dickens and the team. And we'll have podcasts always featured in those each week so you can know when new episodes get posted. David, you doing all right this week? You ready to talk some Uncle Sam and taxes?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, as people are just getting into this podcast, I want to assure you, we're going to talk about the opportunities you have with your taxes. And don't hang up too early, because I think we have some really interesting stuff planned for this next 12 or 15 minutes. So stick with us. This is going to be a really good episode.
When I say we're talking taxes, I don't mean we're going to talk about like the merits of Section 43.2-AC49 and whether that should be in the tax code or not. No, no, no. We're going to talk about how you can do something I think we all want to do, lower taxes in retirement. That's obviously going to be a big question for a lot of folks. And just what's the best way to plan for these things. And if the ultimate solution, David, is you get to keep more money in your pocket, I think that's exciting for everybody. And that's going
to
be a little bit.
That ought to be exciting for everybody. And I think there's an opportunity coming. So if we pay attention now, I think we're going to be a lot happier later.
What's the saying? A dollar saved is just as much as a dollar earned or something like that? Worth the same amount? I'm butchering whatever that eloquent saying is.
I've heard that.
a dollar, maybe it's a dollar saved in taxes is just as good as a dollar earned in the market. Something along those lines. That's what we're going to accomplish on the show today. So most people have this assumption, and this is really interesting, David, that taxes are going to be lower in retirement. For some reason, people have gotten this in their brains as just, you know, it's automatically going to be the case. Are they right about that?
Well, so, you know, the obvious answer is it depends. But the better you've done for yourself during your working years, the less likely that that is going to be true, the less likely that your taxes are going to be lower in retirement. So here's a couple of things to think about. There are four main sets of deductions that you have when you're working that you're not going to have when you're retired. So for instance, when you're working, one of your biggest deductions is your mortgage interest. Well, when you're retired, you're likely not going to have a mortgage. And if you do, you're going to be in the last years of that mortgage. So very little of it is going to be deductible interest. The other really big deduction you have when you're working is your 401k contribution. Well, you can't contribute to a 401k in retirement. So that deduction goes away. Your kids, well, they're a big deduction while they're living at home. And hopefully your kids aren't living with you when you're retired. But even if they are, they're not deductible. And then a lot of people give a lot of money to charity when they're working. But what we find is that when you're working, you tend to have a lot more money and a lot less time. When you're retired, you tend to have a lot more time and a lot less money. So even though you're still charitable, you're given a lot more time than money. And what does the IRS think about your time? Not much.
No, I was going to say, I don't think they care that much based on how long it takes me to do taxes.
So the point of me going through that list is your income might be less in retirement, but your taxable income likely won't be, especially if you've done well for yourself while you're working.
So let's talk strategies out of the gate here, David. I mean, what can somebody use? What strategies can they utilize while they're still working to maybe improve their tax situation down the road in retirement? We've talked a lot about being proactive. So if I'm still working and thinking about taxes in retirement, what are some of the things I should already have on top of mind?
Yeah, so the first thing is if you've got a 401k at work, you need to be putting that money in up to the match that your company provides. And then the best wisdom, generic wisdom that I can give you is move on to the next best alternative. There aren't all that many companies that offer Roth 401ks. If you work at a company and you're lucky enough to have that, then you need to do a calculation or have somebody do a calculation for you to determine what percentage of your contributions should be going into Roth versus 401k. So Roth 401ks and Roth IRAs are terrific vehicles for investing money that will absolutely positively improve your tax situation in retirement, because every penny you take out of those in retirement is tax-free, whereas every penny you take out of your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, that's taxable. Not just the money you put in, but every penny of growth over the years is taxable as ordinary income. In other words, at your highest marginal tax bracket. And then a strategy that you can use, it's a little tricky to use depending on your age and your health, but it's a great strategy for high net worth people. Cash value life insurance. There is a particular form of that that will allow you to build up a bucket of tax-free money that you can take out pre-59 and a half or after 59 and a half, but it'll allow you to take that money out, if you take it out in the right way, take it out tax-free in your retirement. So those are a couple of ideas. The more you make, the more you need to make sure that you're saving for your own retirement in the right mix of tax-deferred and tax-free.
Good delineation, I think, between the two there. I always like asking you for examples, David. Hopefully, they're not too tough to come up with times when you've encountered these different situations. But can you dig into the memory banks and tell us about a time when maybe somebody made a bad tax mistake? Somebody made that with their investments that could have been avoided if they'd end up talking to you first. You could have kind of waved the red flag for them to steer them away from that.
Yeah, actually. So at my firm, KC Financial Advisors, we do investments, we do taxes, and we do estate planning for our clients. So we were working with a gentleman who we only did taxes for. We did not advise him at the time on his investments. And so he had done a Roth conversion of his entire 401k, a little over $250,000, and he did it all in 1 year. Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you're saying, I don't see the problem, the problem is that he had moved himself up into the highest tax bracket possible in that year. And his goal was to get the money into tax-free, but he didn't consider the fact that he was going to be paying an extraordinarily high tax rate in that year. What we were able to tell him, luckily this was a problem that was able to be unwound, because you can recharacterize, you can undo mistakes like that if you do them in a timely fashion. So what we ended up doing was helping him unwind that. And then over the course of three different tax years, we did the exact same thing, saved him a significant amount of money in his taxes. And well, he's happier now, but he's just as happy because he's got a big Roth and a very, very small IRA. But he's so much happier because he didn't pay a whole bunch of unnecessary taxes to the IRS a couple of years ago. And then, Walter, one other thing I can think of that was a mistake. This is kind of a mysterious little rule, but I had a client who inherited an IRA, but not from her spouse. It was from a sister. And she thought, everybody's probably familiar with this 60-day rollover thing where you can roll an IRA over. If you get it redeposited within 60 days, there are no tax implications. She didn't talk to me before she did this, but she did a rollover of this IRA from her sister. Well, you cannot do a 60-day rollover for what's called a beneficiary IRA. So the sad news was, and this was not able to be corrected, that entire IRA became taxable on the day she rolled it out, and it didn't matter whether she got it back in under 60 days. So when you're moving around retirement money, there are very, very specific rules you have to follow. And so I just encourage you to get some really good advice, because these dollar amounts are pretty big, and most of the mistakes that you make with those cannot be reversed. They're pretty much, once you do them, you live with the consequences.
And negative consequences sometimes, unfortunately, for a lot of folks. Instead of ending on a sour note, David, maybe let's end with a positive story. Can you pull one more out and tell us about a tax planning strategy that you've used in the past to make a significant difference in somebody's retirement plan?
Yeah, it's actually a client I'm working with right now. He is 60. His wife's a little older than him. She's already 64, and she's retired, a retired teacher. And he hopes to retire here in the next couple of years. They have done a fantastic job of saving in 401ks over the years. we did a projection for him that says when he turns 70 and a half, the amount that the IRS is going to require him to take out every year, when you add that to both of their pensions and their Social Securities, they're going to be in the 25 and eventually the 28% tax bracket forever. And once one of them dies, the tax bracket's going up to 33% because they'll be filing as single people then. So what we did was devise a strategy for them where between now, age 60 and 70 and a half, when he has to start taking money out of these IRAs, we're doing a series of about 10 different Roth conversions. And so we've actually covered that on a prior podcast, but all we're doing is taking money out of an IRA, moving it into a Roth, into a tax-free status, and paying the tax today. That's the only price of admission in moving money from an IRA to a Roth, is paying tax today. Well, with the tax law changes that happened last year, instead of paying 25% forever, which he'll do when he turns 70 and a half, he gets to convert some of that money at 22% and some of it at 24%. So lower tax bracket now than he knows he's going to be paying in the future. And to compound the future problem he would have had, I'm convinced tax rates are going up in the future. So basically what he's doing is moving this money from IRA to Roth while tax rates are on sale for him. It's a really exciting opportunity. It's not right for everybody, but it's really, really right for him and for his wife and for their family. Because the kids, once they don't spend through all this money, the best inheritance vehicle that those boys are going to inherit is his big Roth IRA.
Pretty cool to see that kind of thing in action, David. If I'm listening to the podcast today and I'm kind of wondering, you know, what will it be like for me to get tax planning? Can you give us an idea of what, you know, we hear stories, but sometimes we might think, okay, well, that's an extreme or that's at one end or the other of the spectrum. What about the average person listening to the show today? What could they really expect to be the difference maker, the impact created by doing tax planning like you've talked about on the show today?
Well, I think the impact is going to come after you're done working, after you stop taking that comfortable every other week paycheck, and now all of a sudden you have to create a retirement paycheck for yourself. And I think what you want is the comfort of knowing, the confidence that you have a pretty darn good idea of what your money is going to do for you in the future. You retire at 65. Based on statistics in America, you're going to be retired for 25 or 30 years. You're not going to be receiving a paycheck for 25 or 30 years. That means you've got to have a really good plan. In my view, it shouldn't be a plan that is a generic one-size-fits-all plan. Planning is way more important, and frankly, it's more simple than that if you take the time to do it. It's hard because it's topics that you don't really want to talk about. I don't want to talk about taxes. I don't want to talk about how much I'm going to spend in retirement or what I think my accounts are going to do. Well, that's the type of planning that will put you in the driver's seat of your retirement. It's arguably pretty difficult to do as an individual, especially if you're an architect or an engineer or a banker or a doctor or a lawyer. That's not really what you do for work. And that's why companies like mine exist. If we can help you with that, we'd love to do that. But I think having a plan that's specifically calculated to you, your spouse, your kids, and how you want your retirement to look, well, that's absolutely worth planning for. Way more important than planning for next year's vacation.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really worth an in-depth conversation to figure these things out. And it's more than just filing your taxes for next year. No, tax planning is a deeper conversation, takes a little bit more time, should be part of a complete planning review, something like what David Dickens and the team at KC Financial Advisors do each and every day for their clients. It needs to be a central part of the conversation about your overall plan. If you're not talking about taxes with your advisor, that should be a red flag because it should be a big portion of the equation. If you want to reach out to David Dickens and ask some questions, get more education about taxes in retirement and how it might impact your particular situation, give him a call, 913-317-1414. Again, that's 913-317-1414. And you can always find us online as well at CoverYourAssetsKC.com. Get in touch with us through the website, listen to past podcasts, check out the blog, lots of other great resources on there as well. CoverYourAssetsKC.com. David, thanks for joining us on the podcast this week, and we'll talk to you again next time around.
Thanks, Walter. I think it was a good show today, and I'll look forward to next week.
Looking forward to it as well. That's David Dickens. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time on Cover Your Assets KC.
The opinions expressed by David Dickens and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subjects covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Brookstone Capital Management and its investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to disclose any conflicts of interest and all associated fees. Additionally, the recently enacted Department of Labor fiduciary rule imposes a fiduciary duty upon advice given to any retirement account, including qualified insurance annuity products. Please refer to the BCM firm brochure, Form ADV 2A, for additional information regarding the fiduciary standard.